Hey, let's do a review on Deerbrook Emergency Room. That's Deerbrook Emergency Room. Today is the 19th. This state of service is the 18th, and Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. First patient is TD, is a 51-year-old young lady. Came in with difficulty breathing. She thought she was going to die. Dr. Wagner told her she should be taking an ambulance. Her O2 said was 96, and her heart rate was 100. Patient was very, very happy with the care of the staff and Dr. Wagner. She was given solumedrol, Rocephin, sent home with Medrol and Zithromycin, doing much better today. Next patient is CC, is a 21-year-old a lady who came in with flu-like symptoms. The patient left without being seen because the nurse told me the wait was going to be long, in quotation, but she has nothing against the hospital and has been there many times. Next patient is TL, is a 39-year-old lady who comes in with abdominal pain. Given Toradol, morphine, and Zofran in emergency room, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, chest x-ray, CT was negative. Diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux, EKG was stable. Sent home with Zofran, Prilosec, and Tylenol number 3. Was very happy with the care received, but she could not get her Tylenol number 3 fixed. She could not get her Tylenol number 3 filled at the pharmacy because they said they don't fill for Dr. Wagner, in quotation. Next patient is MW, 20-year-old male, comes in with status post MVA with headache. Patient left without being seen again because the nurse told him that the wait was going to be long. Next patient is SJ, is a 26-year-old young lady, comes in with earache, sore throat, fever, chills, tiredness, nausea, diarrhea, diagnosed with flu B, given Tamiflu, doing much better, and she's happy with the care that was provided to her. Next patient is EF. Is a 46-year-old woman, comes in with flu-like symptoms. Vitals were stable. Diagnosed with flu B, given Tamiflu with a good response already, and she's is happy with the care that was provided to her. Next patient is CV, 35-year-old woman with chest pain, cough, congestion, blood pressure initially 159 over 102, came down to 140 over 80, treated with Rocephin, Ativan in the emergency room, pregnancy test, swab test, BNP, chemistry, CBC, chest x-ray, EKG, all within normal limits, diagnosed with bronchitis, sent home with Zithromycin and Medrol Dexamethasone. Next patient is MS, is a 6-year-old child, comes in with fever and vomiting. Chemistry stable, white count 10,000, H&H stable, negative swab, negative urinalysis, negative chest x-ray, sent home with viremia and Zofran. Next patient is RC, is a 40-year-old woman, comes in with a swollen eye. Patient was diagnosed with corneal abrasion. Apparently she had problems with her long fingernail scratching her eye. She was given Norco in the emergency room, was sent home with Tylenol number 3 and the eye drops. She was able to get the eye drops filled, but the pharmacy would not fill her Tylenol number 3 because it was under Dr. Wagner, and she was not patched. Her right eye was not patched. Nevertheless, she was happy with the care. Next patient is BK, is a 70-year-old child, comes in with right flank pain, abdominal pain, diagnosed with COVID-19 and viral syndrome, chest x-ray negative, no treatment given, given only supportive care, doing well today. Per dad, they were happy with the care and the fact that somebody cared enough to call. LW is a 79-year-old man, comes in with leg and knee soreness. DVT was ruled out, was told he has arthritis, and sent home with no meds, Norco given in the emergency room, and patient was happy with the care. He called me back and he said he didn't know if he had a blood clot, but I told him that his DVT study was negative. He was happy with the care. Next patient is EM, is a 38-year-old gentleman, comes in with low back pain, apparently with histochronic low back pain. Dr. Wagner writes out of meds, in quotation, but neither the physician nor the nurse tell us what meds he was on. He was given Norco in the emergency room, sent home with 20 Tylenol number 3 and a Medrol dose pack. He did not answer the phone. Next patient is DW, 35-year-old woman with abdominal pain, who was given Zofran, morphine, Toradol, CBC showed a normal white count, HNH was 7 and 23, CT was within normal limits, sent home with Prilosec, Zofran. Dr. Wagner nor anyone else mentioned her HNH is 7.23. I've left a message for her to make sure she gets follow-up with her physician. Next patient is WH, 51-year-old seen with cough congestion, swab test negative, chest x-ray showed bronchitis, treated with Augmentin. I'm doing so much better today, patient states. Happy with the care. Next patient is IA, 4-year-old male with cough, flu A, flu B positive, treated with Tamiflu. Still febrile, but much better eating, at least eating better today. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is KS, is a 50-year-old with severe headache, dizziness, and chills. Headache associated with sweating. A urine tox screen positive for THC, head CT negative, cardiac workup negative. Except patient had bradycardia, heart rate in the 40s. Patient was sent home with no meds. I've left two messages for him. Please consider admitting someone with a heart rate of 40 and sweating in syncopal episode to rule out sixth sinus syndrome. Also consider doing at least two sets of enzymes on patient with these symptoms. And thirdly, must call cardiologist given the heart rate and the patient's presentation. None of this was done. IB is a 4-year-old seen with cough, congestion, URI was diagnosed after swab testing were all done and they were negative. Left a message for mom to call me back. Thank you.